Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning.
Kind of bringing focus to the homeless issue this morning.
Again, yes, and certainly you can talk about many parts to that, but we're going to talk about a very narrow part of it right now, but one that's been driving the conversation for a really long time. Now, for over a year, the Department of Housing and Urban Development has been driving the help for homeless people with two words, housing first. The fulfillment of the idea to get a permanent roof over a homeless person's head and then look to wraparound services depends on actually having a roof. Last year, Honolulu held a landlord summit to see what new units might be found. Other similar summits have since happened in Hawaii, but outreach organizations are still looking for landlords. One realtor group is now working with the Institute for Human Services to try to help. IHS spokesperson Kimo Carvalho is with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
In this last, not even quite a year, because it won't be here until November, that we've seen these landlord summits and trying to raise the awareness of what units might be available to house people who have been homeless. Has there been enough movement in your mind to think that maybe people are beginning to get the idea that we've got to look into our own inventory and in many cases also look in our own hearts?
A little bit. You know, we've definitely seen progress like Locations Hawaii. You know, they've stepped up and they've, you know, since November have actually assisted us with offering 5 units to 5 of our clients, 3 of which were Housing First clients. And, you know, while they're actually jumping in on both feet and doing more like this week's clothing drive, you know, when we look at the bigger picture, it's not enough, Beth Ann. You know, this fiscal year, IHS is about to end this month. We've stabilized over 1,300 homeless people into permanent housing. And we're just one organization. You know, there's still Catholic Charities and U.S. Vets who also just won the Housing First contract. And, you know, between all of us, we need more inventory. And so this really is, while, you know, we did see a little bit of momentum because of the landlord summit, I think we still need more.
In looking for landlords and people who will step up, making the case for doing that seems to be where the progress, you know, where the process still is now. How do you make that case successfully when people hear sort of maybe one bad apple or actor story and then the mood falls?
I think the first understanding is to realize that there's, you know, bad apples everywhere. It's not just in the homeless community. And when you really want to look at the positives, that's really where, and the value, that's really where the sell is. And so having another resource there, like a nonprofit homeless organization, whether it be IHS, Catholic Charities, or U.S. Vets, be there to advocate for the landlord, be able to actually pay bills on time. If there's ever an issue, they can contact us and we will deal with the issues. If there's ever an eviction needing to be made, we can also replace that client with another client right away. And so there's actually a lot of value and benefits to working with homeless organizations like us. And I think once they start realizing those details, and then you kind of tap a little bit into their compassion and emotions, and they really feel, wow, I can be doing good while be doing good business. That really is a bottom line sell for them. And, you know, they start to listen and they want to work and they want to explore. Test out a couple people, have some successes under your belt, and then you have a good, robust relationship.
But are they also telling other people who also might have units that same argument? I mean, because you're talking about it from both ends. Good business, getting paid on time, not a lot of hassles, and somebody else to take the heat and run interference. And feeling good about what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, they understand all these values, but it's not being shared at wide, you know, mass communication level. And I think that's really where the challenge is. And so what we really need to do, and part of my kuleana, is to really outreach more to these landlords and property management companies. And so once again, like the mayor and the governor put out there, we are pleading for the community's help to please consider renting more of your units. We're offering and the ability to work with homeless providers to offer your units to former people that are homeless. And, you know, there's a lot of value to working with us. There's, other than the ones just mentioned, you know, your it comes with furniture. It comes with, you know, giving, you know, your taxpayer dollars a little bit more of a stretch by making sure that it's not being wasted on other high utilization costs like hospitals or prisons and what sort. It really does hit your pocketbook and your, you know, social bottom line quite well.
And just the practicality of it, that as the city is trying to build more units, look at the paper today, the Hassinger project, but as that's coming along, there's still the immediate need, and also communities needing to understand better what it means to house people who are homeless, families who have been homeless, veterans who have been homeless.
Yeah, we, you know, right now we're moving a lot of people out of homelessness every year. And what we're using is the strategy that we're approaching this is by utilizing as much existing stock as possible. So whether it be mental health group homes, adult foster care homes, senior housing, or actually looking at affordable rentals, whether it's in a home or an apartment building, using existing inventory to house the people that need to be housed right away, which gives the city and state time to develop and build more. And so I think, you know, this is really, you know, the best strategy we have right now, and we can really make it work, but we really need the public's commitment to offer these units to us.
When you talk about the good business of getting paid on time, that's a compelling argument. There's also the idea of, well, could this landlord be renting it at a higher rate, just at fair market value? And if that's the driver for good business, then that seems to thwart what you're asking.
A lot of the rates are based on federal HUD standards, and we discuss all that with the landlords, and we actually look at financial tables to say, okay, you know, there's these types of subsidies that last only 6 months. Some of these subsidies last 2 years. Here's what IHS is able to commit to the table. Maybe sometimes the client has to pay a little bit out of their pocket as well, but we do discuss the finances of the contract, and we actually help the clients understand, you know, their responsibilities and their tenant-landlord relations and expectations. And for the landlords, helping them to understand this is the reality of what we can offer. But it's not just about the payments. It's also about, you know, just not having to deal with the hassles of, you know, just bad tenants. We actually are putting our clients through life skills. We're making sure that they have good tenant-landlord behaviors. We're making sure that, you know, they are responsible and contributing to, you know, these homes that they're living in, because it is very expensive to, you know, maintain these homes, and they want just to have good tenants. And that really is, you know, when you're talking to landlords, that's the number one thing they ask for, is good tenants.
And making sure that when they come to the end of the subsidy, they are at a point where they can continue to be where they are, so there isn't that churn.
Self-sufficiency is huge, and that is something that, you know, IHS in particular strives to maintain, is, you know, maintaining the unit after the subsidy runs out. And, you know, I think that's also another reason why landlords like to work with us, is because it's that life skills courses. It's understanding, okay, you know, this subsidy is actually just to give me a hand up, to get me back on my feet, but it's also to buy me time to save money, to get employed, to really develop my life in a way that is sustainable long term. And that's what landlords appreciate.
As you're coming to the end of your fiscal year and you've pretty much maxed out everyone that you were hoping to be able to do by this point in time. Now you're still looking at next year and more people falling into homelessness, as well as trying to maintain these people who are already trying to get out of it. What's your shortfall?
You know, we are, you know, if we're looking at about 1,300 people per year stabilizing the permanent housing, you know, we're definitely going to have a shortfall within the next year or two of existing property management and landlord relationships. So we are making it a priority to really seek out these landlords and property management companies. You know, IHS stepped up this year by, you know, exhausting all the relationships we had, because we took on a few contracts like the Housing First contract. And so we're really just looking for more right now.
But do you have a number in your mind of, like, I need X number of units, and if you've got one, that's one less than...
Well, to accommodate 1,300 people next fiscal year, that's probably the number that we really want to target. So, you know, what the shortfall is probably just shy of that, but 1,300 is what we need.
All right, 1,300 is what you need. We'll keep a running list of your progress.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for coming in. Kimo Carvalho is the spokesperson for the Institute for Human Services, Hawaii's oldest, largest, and most comprehensive human services agency focused exclusively on homelessness in Hawaii. He and other agencies are looking for landlords willing to rent to homeless people and families. Got a unit? Call IHS and let Kimo Carvalho know, or you can call us and we'll pass along your information.